God's word is Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 4. We'll go back to Matthew next Sunday, next Lord's Day. Today we're going to look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 4. This is the word of God. Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Him in glory. Amen. Please be seated. And let's pray. Oh Heavenly Father, we ask that you will bless the preaching of your word. You will bless the person who is preaching. That you will bless all of us who are hearing of your word. Oh Father, your word is truly the lamp upon our feet. Without your word, we are in darkness, not knowing what, not knowing where, not knowing anything. But Father, you have given us your word. Let us treasure your word. Love your word. Let us eat the heavenly manna that we may be healthy spiritually so that we will be able to endure with joy this journey that you have set before us. Journey toward you and our eternal home, where you are our King forever. Bless us and receive all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Through Adam's sin, all have fallen. All have died. Ephesians 2:1, you were dead in your trespasses and sins. We were all dead in sin. And death is eternal separation from God, who is the source of life. It is being eternally abandoned into hell by God. Romans 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And ever since Adam, all are born in sin. Psalm 51, verse 5, behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Because of sin, all have become sons of Satan and belonging to this sinful world. John chapter 3 verse 31b says, he who is of the earth is from the earth and speaks of the earth. As sinners walking according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, living in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh, belonging to this present evil age, belonging to the domain of darkness, conforming to this evil world, living according to the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life. We were all the enemies of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their appetite, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things, Philippians 3:19. If this is a description of a sinner, then a Christian is a man or woman who is saved out of all that. A Christian has been recreated. He's a new creation. A Christian has been born again. Born from above. Born of heaven. The old self has been dead. And this Christian has been recreated into a new man. Jesus Christ, He has already accomplished this reality for all of His people. We have been united to Jesus Christ in His death, and also united to Him in His resurrection. Romans verse 6, chapter 6, verse 5, "For if we have been become united with Him in the likeness of His death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of His resurrection." Galatians chapter 2, verse 28, "I have been crucified with Christ." Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 and 6, "Even when we were dead in our transgressions, He made us alive together with Christ, and raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Thus, Philippians chapter 3, verse 28, "For our citizenship is heaven." Colossians 1:13, "For He rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son." Now, Galatians chapter 6, verse 14b, "Through which meaning the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." We do not belong to this world anymore. The world is dead to me, and I am dead to the world. I have become a citizen of heaven. Jesus Christ has accomplished my salvation perfectly and made me that way. Made me all that. Brothers and sisters, Christianity. In Christianity, what we have to do, what we have to do is important. But there is more central thing in our religion, the more important thing, and that is what God has done. What did God accomplish? What did He accomplish? And I want you to ask yourselves these questions, because it is talking about what you really believe. What do you really believe, brothers and sisters? What did God accomplish for you? And because of that accomplishment, what kind of person you believe you to be? What kind of person I have become because of Jesus Christ? and his salvation. And where do I belong? Or to whom do I belong now? When you say you're saved, what do you mean? What do you really believe when you say that you are saved? When you say you're saved, what do you believe about yourself now? What has happened to you? Who am I? What am I? Because of the salvation that I have received. It makes me very sad to see so many times, so many people say they are saved. They say they are saved, but they do not, I don't think they really understand what that means. And let's ask this question to ourselves today. What do I really believe? I have been united to Christ in every way. And I have been resurrected from the dead and became a citizen of heaven, became a son of heaven who now possesses the kingdom of God. We have become God's people, God's eternal bride, God's friend forever. And I cannot be separated from Jesus Christ any longer in any way. I have sat at the right hand of God in heaven with my Lord and Savior and God Jesus Christ. I have been saved out of sin. I have been saved out of this world. I have been saved out of Satan. And I have been delivered into eternal life. Life with God forever. And I have been delivered into heaven. I have been delivered unto God Himself. This is who I am because of what Christ has done for me. And what kind of life does this kind of person live in this world? That is what we are learning from our passage today. Who are we and what kind of life is now given to us? You do not define Christian the way that you would like. The Bible has already done that for you. And if you don't believe according to the Bible, then I don't know where your confidence comes when you say you're saved and when you say you are certain kind of person. Our passage starts out with this, verse 1. Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ. Did you hear that? If, and only if, you have been raised up with Christ. If you have become a citizen of heaven. If you have become a son of God, if you have been recreated as a new man, if you are born again from heaven, if you have been raised up with Christ. See, God is not talking to non-Christians here. He's not talking to non-Christians. Only thing that He says to non-Christian is this, believe. Otherwise, you're going to be judged. You will be sent to hell All the rest, that what we read in the Bible is written for Christians, written for you. See, God is not unreasonable. He's not saying to you, do certain things, like a dictator. But he says that only because you say that you are saved. That you say that you are the recipient of this salvation that God brings to you. If you say right now that you're not a Christian, then God has nothing. These words are not for you. So you don't even have to think that God is unreasonable for asking this kind of stuff. You don't even have to think anything. Because if you are not a Christian, then I have nothing to say. Even as I preach His word. But brothers and sisters, you are the one who say you believe. What do you really believe, brothers and sisters? Do you really believe? If you have been raised up with Christ, if you have died with Christ and have been resurrected with Christ, then keep seeking the things above. Of course, for earthly people, they will seek the things of the earth. That is so obvious. And he's not saying this to those people. If you have been raised up with Christ, then, if that is your faith, then, because God has made you to be that kind of person, if you really believe that you are a citizen of heaven, then keep seeking the things above. You see, heaven is not just about the future. That is not how the Bible teaches us. Heaven is our present spiritual reality. Yes, we cannot see it now with our physical eyes. Yes, there will be a time when all that will be visible for all to see. But that does not mean that it is not real right now. Brothers and sisters, do you believe that there is heaven right now? That it is our present spiritual reality. Yes, it is still not yet in many sense because it's not visible. But at the same time, it's already. Christ has already accomplished this reality for you. Do you believe it? There are two worlds. There are two realities. There are two kingdoms. There are two kings. There are two sets of rules. And there are two ways of life. The question is, where do you belong? To whom do you belong? Which world, which king do you belong to? If you belong to this world, if you belong to Satan, there's certain type of life that is for that kind of people. But we're talking about people who belong to God. People who belong to the other world.
Where do you belong, brothers and sisters? What do you believe? And we're not forcing you to do anything. We're not forcing you to say anything. If you don't believe, just tell us. But if you believe, then the Bible clearly states that that person who believes, believes certain things. And that beliefs will dominate that person. What do you really believe? Do you really believe you have been saved out of this world? Or do you still believe you think you belong to this world still? Did we come out? Or are we still there? From where your life flows out? What is the reality of my life? When He saved me, what has happened to me? When I say that I'm saved, what am I saying about what happened to me? What is my life all about now that I am saved? What do you think? What do you believe? The Bible clearly teaches us that my life in Christ is the very life of heaven. The resurrected life of heaven. That is the life that is lived by these people who believe in Jesus Christ, who are saved. Do you believe it? We are united to Christ even now. And we are with Him where He is. We are to live the life of heaven here on earth. We are to witness the reality of heaven as we live our lives here on earth. We have been born above and sent here to represent the kingdom of God. The Bible shows us our eternal realities, true pictures of my eternal salvation. Who am I eternally? Who am I in that glorious place forever and ever? The true me, who is that? How is that person? The true me. The true me that Christ has made me to be. True you. Do you know the true you? Or maybe you don't like what Christ has made you to be. Maybe you like how you were when you were in sin. Maybe that's the life you desire. If that is so, what gives you confidence that you are actually saved? There has to be battle in us. Me, true me, is created in the image of my Lord. And that reality is my already true spiritual heavenly reality. Brothers and sisters, you have to believe that reality is already accomplished perfectly and permanently. Yes, one day all will be visible for all to see, but even now, it is presently my spiritual reality. Do you believe, brothers and sisters? Do you see it? Because if you do not see it, frankly, if you do not see it, then all you see is this world. If you do not see heaven, then all you see is this world. Because if there is no heaven, then this world is everything. What do you really believe, brothers and sisters? Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. This is not an unreasonable demand. We are talking about the life that flows out of faith. If you believe, through that faith, that life will flow out. That is God's promise. Life that is of faith. Do you believe? Second Corinthians chapter 4. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, faith is the witnessing what is true of heaven. Brothers and sisters, you and I have been made for the other world. Understand? You and I are made for other world. For us, this world does not fit. It is very uncomfortable. Again, I'm just telling you who you are according to the Bible. If you don't fit this description, then I don't know what to say to you. Of course we sin, of course. But we repent. Meaning we understand that that ought not to be. I'm talking about what you believe. And everything that you do that does not fit what you believe, you will repent. Because your understanding is that that is not you. But if you do not even believe, if you do not see, I don't know what to say to you. And if that's the case, you better talk to me. Because that is really, you are in a serious condition. Very serious. And you need to do something about it. Because if our Lord returns today, it's very serious. And of course, all of you have been received by this church as members. Now outwardly, officially, you are treated as a saved people of God. And I have no problem with that. But I want you to really ask yourself, what do I really believe? Because including my life, I look at your life, all our lives. It seems like they are not flowing out from our faith. Because your mind, your eyes are set on this world so many times. So many times you and I, we live as if there is no heaven. That you delight in things of this world. That is what you seek. We do not love this world. We are different from the people who belong to this world. We cannot help but to seek the things above. Why? Because that is where our Lord Jesus Christ, whom we love dearly, is. Where He is, our heart is also. That's what love is all about. If you ever fall in love with someone, you will understand what I mean. Where that person is, your heart is also. And again, I ask you, do you love your Lord? Do you really love Him? Is that why you don't even think about Him? You love Him so much that He really doesn't matter to you when you live your life every day? That is where we are with Him. So it is not unreasonable demand, it's just obvious demand. Because if we are truly there with Christ, then we will seek things there. Don't you think? Do you believe? Yeah, I might sound very harsh today, but I really want you to think about these things. I think it's enough. We just live day after day without really real focus. Day goes by so fast, don't you think? And the only thing that we realize at the end of that day is, where was Jesus? Because you haven't really thought about Him. Because you are preoccupied with things of this world. That is what fills your head, your heart. This is not how we are to live, brothers and sisters. And I want us to wake up. Wake up from this slumbering sleep. And open. open your eyes wide and focus. We do not belong to this world, brothers and sisters. And I don't know how many times I have to tell you so that you will really, really believe, but we have been saved out of this world. We're out already. And we cannot live like those who belong to this world. We cannot deny the salvation that our Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished for us. We cannot deny the reality of heaven. We must witness the reality of heaven that our Lord has accomplished for us. The reality of heaven is the reality of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is our reality. We must witness Jesus Christ. And we must witness that we are recreated in His image. We are the ambassadors of heaven. We represent the kingdom of God here on earth. Verse 3 says, "For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." Brothers and sisters, do you understand? My true life, my heavenly life is hidden to this world. That is why the world does not see the glory of it. The life that I really live is the glorious life that anybody could live. It is most amazing life. And yet, it is hidden. The glory of it is hidden to the world. But until when? Verse 4, when Christ is revealed. Matthew 13:11, Jesus answered to them, "To you it has been granted to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted. It is hidden to them." The glory of heaven, the reality of heaven is hidden to the world. They do not see it. The glory of heaven. How glorious do you think that glory is? Do you think that if that glory is really seen, do you think the world would want it? World does not see it. Thus, the world hates it. World does not know it. Thus, the world mocks it. It laughs at it. It is the worthless life to the world who live according to the lust of the eyes. Because it is not seen. The glory of it. The life of Christ, that is the life that the world hates. Because the glory is hidden to them. It is the life of suffering and death. But the world does not see the glory in it. But understand, it is the most glorious life. I mean, let's think about the inauguration of the king. I have told you this before, but let's really think about the glorious day of the inauguration of the king. This guy is now becoming a king. Most glorious day has come upon him. The whole nation will see him. And the glory. The trumpet will be blown and the king's name will be heard. And he will be given a crown. He will be given the long robe that only the king could wear. And as he marches through the throne, every important people in that kingdom will follow. The whole nation, their eyes are focused on this person. And the glory shines. And as he sat down, he sits down on that throne. And on that throne, his name is shining. Most glorious day. And that is what is happening when Jesus dies on that cross. His death here is his inauguration as a king in heaven. Because as soon as he died upon that cross, he went to heaven and the whole heaven received him as the king. And he sat down as the king. The glory, just see it. See the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is resurrected from the dead. Triumphant king who comes into heaven as a victorious king. He sits down on that throne. And how is that glory expressed on the earth? Oh yes, the worldly king pointed at Jesus, isn't he your king? Oh yes, he was given the crown, the thorn piercing through his head, blood coming down. Oh yes, he was given this robe, purple robe. Oh, there was marching. Yes, he was marching with his cross on his shoulder. People following, mocking, laughing. Oh yes, there was sitting on that throne. He was nailed upon that throne. Oh yes, on top of that throne, there was a name. His name. All world do not see the glory. That's why they hate it. Question is, do you see the glory? Do you see the glory? World will hate that life. They will reject it. Because the glory is hidden. Hidden. But it is hidden only to the world, not to you. Our life is also hidden with Christ. The glory that we possess right now is hidden. World doesn't want that kind of glory. They want glory that they could show off. You know, how much do I have? How important I am in this world. They want to show off that kind of glory the world wants, but not the glory Jesus has, because they just don't see it. And your life is hidden with Christ, the Bible says. Apostle Paul, amazing teacher. At the end, as he writes to Timothy, he says, everybody left me. Huh? I thought if I be a great pastor, if I be a great teacher, when it's about time for me to go heaven, there will be so many people who are following me. Because I am successful teacher and successful pastor. But Paul, everybody left him? That he's alone? In a prison? Do you see the glory? Paul is given the opportunity to imitate Christ because at the end of Christ's life, when he was dying on that cross, everybody left him too. And here's Paul, so happy and joyous because he's able to imitate Christ even as he sees nobody is around him. He's so lonely, but he's not really lonely. Well, with the eyes of this world, he is so lonely, so hopeless, so helpless. No glory whatsoever. But how about to your eyes? Do you envy it? Do you want this kind of life? Glory is hidden. World will not see it. They do not know it. Our life, our true life, our life of heaven is hidden to the world. Thus, the world will not welcome because to the world it looks unworthy. It looks ridiculous. It is laughable. It is the life that whose desire is to have this world will never want. The world lives according to the boastful pride of life. Their desire is to show off and boast. That's what their life is all about. Why would they want life of Christ? Why? Is that what you want to do? Show off and boast what you have accomplished? Do you think that you will be able to do that when you see your Lord face to face? When you see this glorious, victorious King, you're going to speak about your accomplishments? Oh, brothers and sisters, if that's how you think again. They will never want to live the life of Christ. Those who believe that they are something in this world. Those who believe that they are better than others. Those who believe that they are more blessed than others. They do not want this life because glory of it is hidden. They will always reject it. Do you remember Peter when Jesus told him that he needs to now go to Jerusalem and die and suffer? And Peter says, no way. Over my dead body, I will not let this happen, Lord. And Jesus says, what? Get behind me, Satan. Peter, who did not want to participate in this suffering and death, to him, Jesus says, get behind me, Satan. You're not thinking of the work of God, but that you are thinking of the work of this world, this man. The cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, do you see it as a glorious? John chapter 12, verse 23, when Jesus is referring to his death on the cross, he says, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Do you understand, brothers and sisters? For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Do you understand? Hidden. But it is hidden in God, which means God protects that. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to 5, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Our glorious life, the glory of heaven, the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is hidden to the world, but to us, through the word of God, it is shown to us. Our faith sees it. To this world, Jesus looks like this, Isaiah 53 verse 2 and 3. For he grew up before him like a tender shoot, like a root out of parched ground. He has no stately form of majesty that we should look upon him, nor appearance that we should be attracted to him. He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and like from whom men hide their face. He was despised and we did not esteem him. But to us, this is how Jesus looks like. John chapter 1 verse 14. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory. Glory of the only begotten from the Father. Full of grace and truth. Now what kind of eyes do you have? Eyes of this world or eyes of heaven? Yes, it is hidden, but it is not hidden forever. Verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you will also be revealed in him, with him in glory. Ah, the whole world will see it. The shining glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. The shining glory of you and me. The glory of heaven. All will see it. Matthew chapter 13 verse 43, then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. Yes. There's true me shines so bright that the world cannot see it with their natural eyes because it is so bright. It is hidden to them. But brothers and sisters, is it hidden to you? When you see me, do you see true me? The forever young Kim, do you see him? Is it hidden to you too? When you see yourself, do you see the glory? Even as you suffer, even as you're mocked, even as you suffer, do you see the glory that is in you? What has been accomplished by the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ? The Son of Heaven has risen, and that sun will never set. We must know, understand, and believe and witness our reality of heaven that our Lord has accomplished for us. It is hidden to the world, but to you and for me, it is the most glorious life of our Lord Jesus Christ. We live this life with joy. Or do you want to live life of this world? Which is it, brothers and sisters? Which is it? If you really see the glory, then you will already know the answer. But if you don't see it, then the world looks so good to you. we live the life of heaven. But remember that the glory of that life is hidden. And remember, the world will always reject it. Oh, brothers and sisters, I want you to see this glory. I want you to see this eternal reality. The forever reality that will never change. How glorious this life is. So that with comparison, the glory of heavenly life and the glory of this life, the glory of this life will not even be seen because of the brightness of the glory of heaven. But unless you see that glory, only thing you will see is this world. I pray, and I pray hard. And I don't pray for, you know, you with many, many, many things. I pray that you will hate this world. And that I will pray that you will love heaven. And that you will love Christ. And that you will know the value of Jesus Christ and His kingdom. So that you will not even think twice about which life that you will want to live. Do you see the true you? Forever you. Do you see the glory? 1 John chapter 3 verse 2. Beloved, now we are children of God and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when He appears, we will be like Him because we will see Him just as He is. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have saved us out of this world. We thank you that this glory, the glorious life, is not hidden to us, but that it is hidden to the world. Oh Father, through your word, through faith that you have given to us, let us see this glory and let us rejoice. Let us be happy that you allow us to live the very life of Christ, that our life too is hidden with Christ in God. But Father, we long for that day when that glory will be revealed, when Jesus Christ will be revealed. Come quickly, Lord. Come quickly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.